The Chief Executive Officer of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, says the single spine salary structure is about 70% complete. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, Mr. Graham said the commission is working hard to hook the remaining 30% onto the structure. He noted that the commission has been meeting with health workers and very soon they'll also be on board.
And we are at 7.
At 7?
Yes, with the implementation of the single spine, about 30% of the entire public sector workforce. And we are working very hard behind the scenes to make sure that we bring all these institutions on board.
Yeah, we've not heard so much from some of the other organizations, but others have been pushing, saying that they were promised in August. For example, the health workers. What is their main problem?
Well, the main challenge with the health sector has to do with arriving at consensus with regards to their grid structure. You know, when you take the health sector is a very complex sector with a lot of various grades within the sector. And so normally it takes a lot of discussions behind the scenes, discussion, consensus building before you're able to reach some form of agreement. We have managed to move forward so far as the health sector is concerned.
Chief Executive Officer of the Fair Wages Commission, George Smith Graham, but Richard Alogitega, who's with the Alliance for the Interests of Nurses and Midwives, said the commission is playing hide and seek with health workers. He accused the commission of not communicating with the health workers. Mr. Alogitega said the workers are not worried about the delay, but are more concerned about knowing their base pay.